Two boys were playing in the snow one day when one of them said to the other, "Let's see who can make the straightest path in the snow." His little friend said, "Yeah, that'll be fun." One boy fixed his eyes on a tree way up ahead and walked carefully along without taking his eyes off of it. The other boy spotted the same tree and started his trek. When he had gone a short distance, he turned and looked back to see how straight his steps were. He walked a little farther and again turned and looked over his steps. He kept doing this until they both arrived at their stopping place. Together, they turned and looked back. The first boy's path was as straight as an arrow, but the other boy's steps ran in a zigzag course. The boy with the crooked path asked his buddy, "How'd you get your path so straight?" "Well," he said, "I just kept my eyes on the tree and kept walking until I got to the end." And then he said, "But you kept stopping to look back, and that's what kept you wandering more and more off course." That's a revealing picture of the Christian life. Some people can never make a future because they're constantly stuck in the past. We're told in the Bible to fix our eyes upon Jesus Christ, meaning to focus our hope, our trust, our faith upon Jesus by constantly taking in God's word and obeying it while we journey through this lifetime, doing God's will on our way to heaven. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2 says it like this: "Let's rid ourselves of every obstacle and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let's run with endurance the race that's set before us, looking only at Jesus, the originator and perfecter of the faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church, Greenville, Mississippi. Find us on the web at cornerstonedelta.com. There you'll find times of services, sermons, devotions, and a host of information to lead you to salvation and to strengthen your walk with Jesus.